From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. In Britain, a crisis of the publicly funded BBC is approaching full boil. Its director general, George Entwistle, stepped down this weekend over not one but two bungled reports on child abuse. Vicky Barker reports that today more heads rolled at the broadcaster and another controversy emerged, this one over Entwistle's severance package.
The BBC Newsnight team failed to complete basic journalistic checks.
The BBC reporting on itself, wall-to-wall coverage on one of the worst crises in its history. Today, 2 days after its newly appointed director general resigned, its top two news executives stepped aside or were pushed.
Each day brings a new twist to the story. It's almost incredible to think how many mistakes have been made in such a short time.
George Carey was the founding editor of Newsnight, the BBC news program at the heart of the crisis. An independent inquiry is still looking into how Newsnight came to kill a report last year that would have exposed the late BBC star Jimmy Savile as a serial pedophile. Then, this month, the show aired a piece mistakenly linking a senior politician to child molestation. Today, an investigation into that debacle concluded that basic journalistic checks weren't completed, in part because Newsnight's editorial processes had been weakened by the Savile crisis. Today's other revelation, that departing boss Entwistle is getting a year's severance pay, more than $700,000, sparked widespread indignation. Philip Davis is a Conservative Party lawmaker.
This is the ultimate reward for failure to give somebody a year's salary who had to resign after just 54 days.
But in Parliament today, Harriet Harman, deputy leader of the opposition Labour Party, warned her fellow politicians to turn down the volume and the pressure.
The BBC has made grave mistakes and it must sort them out. But everyone, including us politicians, must keep cool heads and let that happen so the BBC can restore trust.
Watching all of this from the sidelines, Entwistle's predecessor, Mark Thompson, who began his new job as chief executive of the New York Times today. Thompson told the BBC he has faith in the corporation he led for 8 years.
It's full of people of real integrity and talent. I've no doubt it's going to get back on its feet really soon.
Thompson continues to insist he wasn't made aware of plans to air and then abort that Savile expose. George Entwistle's problems aren't over yet. Although lawmakers have no say in his pay, Britain's National Audit Office has announced it will study his severance package to see if British taxpayers were getting value for money. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.